I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Great to have you with us this Friday. Every year since 1976, the leaders of the world's biggest industrialized democracies have met for a summit. It's been a chance for them to resolve their differences and to show the world how united they are. Yes, it is very symbolic, but it looks like at this year's G7 summit, which kicked off today in Quebec, even the symbolism may be gone. President Trump is at odds with all of America's closest allies over pretty much everything. The CBC's Karina Roman is at the summit. The biggest issue, Karina, of course, is trade and the U.S. administration's unilateral imposition of tariffs. Canada is furious, so is France, Germany, pretty much everyone. Any movement toward reconciliation on that front, and should we expect any?
Well, you know, if you look at the president's tweets from last night and some of the things he's said this morning, there's no movement at all. He's singled out Canada's dairy industry. He talked about how, again, he reiterated all the things he's said before about how the U.S. is being treated very unfairly and the deficits in trade. So there has been no backing down from the positions on trade. And, you know, we've asked senior government officials, what is our Prime Minister, for example, Justin Trudeau, going to say to him in his bilateral that he hasn't already said? You know, what would actually move the meter on that? And I think everyone's still at a loss to know how to deal with this president on this issue, because they talk about, you know, we had a Prime Minister last week who was saying, well, we're hoping that common sense prevails, but there's clearly a difference in opinion on what is common sense.
Well, in addition to angering a lot of countries over trade, Trump is also calling for Russia to be reinstated into the G7, which would make this the G8 again, I guess. You might recall Russia was expelled for intervening in Ukraine and annexing Crimea 4 years ago. So how is Trump's ask for Russia's reinstatement going down? Any receptive parties?
Well, Italy has been the only receptive party, but that is a very new leader, I believe, I don't know, a week or two since he's been a leader. So, and you know, there is a lot of pro-Russian elements to his coalition. Other than that, no. It's a non-starter for Canada. Canada's already responded. We have the senior government officials from the Prime Minister's office saying it's not on. There's definitely not a warm reception to that idea.
Does the G7 feel like Trump isn't taking this seriously enough?
You know, I don't even know how to answer that, because it sort of asks me to sort of get into the mind of Donald Trump to see what he's taking seriously. I mean, I don't think he doesn't take it seriously. I think he sees it as an opportunity, for sure, to say what he wants to say again. But again, you know, I compare it to last year. So the G7 last year was in Italy, and I was there as well for that. And, you know, when you talk to the leaders, you know, Trump was still relatively new in office. They were giving him the benefit of the doubt, you know, that he would be open to listening, that he was convincible, for example. But a year later, you definitely feel a shift here. You feel like people are frustrated that, you know, they have a bit more experience, perhaps a little less naive about how to deal with the president. And so, you know, you might have him coming here and you have the leaders, you know, all meeting, but it very much feels like a 6+1 in that there's so much difference in opinion and difference in approach that it's hard to see how anyone can bridge that at this point.
So the summit is taking place in a village called La Malbaie. That's 90 miles north of Quebec City. I know it's pretty sparsely populated because I've walked around there. Tell us about La Malbaie. What's it look like?
Well, it's absolutely a beautiful place. It's a beautiful region. It's in the Charlevoix region.
Right.
You know, the Prime Minister, when he chose location for the summit, obviously they want to showcase, you know, you're not going to pick, every country has its ugly parts. You're not going to pick the ugly part of the country to show off to the world. So it's got mountains, it's got the St. Lawrence, it's got trees. And we just happen to be completely lucky out with the weather, because you've got blue skies and I'm sitting here under a tree and there's birds chirping.
Nice.
And it's picturesque village. You know, it really is that beautiful. I know there was some hope that it would drive up tourism, but I'm not sure how many times people decide to book their holiday based on what they see at a G7 summit,
right.
But it certainly is a lovely region.
Well, the birds in La Malbaie don't sound like they've got a lot to complain about.
Can you hear them, actually?
I heard a couple of tweets, yeah.
Okay. there's the birds, and there's also, of course, because we are in a very secure area, there is helicopter, and I think there's even a drone somewhere, so there's lots to see outside other than just the nature. But yeah, they might not have anything to complain about, but it's certainly a very different feeling than last year even. You know, last year was 6+1 on climate change, but everything else they could sort of get agreement on. And this year, the discord is on so many different fronts. You really solidifies that idea that it's 6+1.
We'll leave it there, Karina. The CBC's Karina Roman in La Malbaie, Quebec. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.